Look at part 1. You will hear a conversation between a boy Leon and his sister, Zara, about his room. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose yes. If it is not correct, choose no. You will hear the conversation twice. You have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
What do you think of my room, Zara? Don't you think it looks small? I haven't got much furniture, but it feels like there's very little space here.
Well, it's exactly the same size as my room, and I'm quite happy there. But I see what you mean, Leon. Your room just seems smaller than it really is.
Why do you think that is?
The first thing, I think, is that it's too dark. The walls and the ceiling, I mean.
So, would it be a good idea to paint everything white?
Well, that might make it look a bit like an office or a hospital. Yellow or light green would be better, I think. Then you could get things like cushions in the same colour, and perhaps do something about the colour of the furniture. Some of that's very dark too.
Yes, and I could paint things like the cupboards myself. I noticed the other day that the supermarket is selling big tins of paint really cheaply, so I could start straight away.
I'm not sure about that. It's probably best to ask Mum and Dad what they think first.
Oh, I don't think they'll mind.
Or perhaps you could get some new furniture. If you do, I'd suggest looking for things that don't need so much space. Some of those you have now, like that desk, are too big for the room, really.
No, I don't agree with you about that. I need quite a big desktop for my computer and all the things that go with it, as well as something to write on. There's all that homework I have to do.
Yes, I suppose so. But there are other things you could do.
Such as?
Well, you get a lot of sunshine coming in through the window, so how about putting a big mirror on the wall opposite?
You may be right. It would make the place a lot brighter, particularly in winter. Yes, I think I'll do that. Let's go shopping on Saturday morning.
Now you have 30 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
What do you think of my room, Zara? Don't you think it looks small? I haven't got much furniture, but it feels like there's very little space here.
Well, it's exactly the same size as my room, and I'm quite happy there. But I see what you mean, Leon. Your room just seems smaller than it really is.
Why do you think that is?
The first thing, I think, is that it's too dark. The walls and the ceiling, I mean.
So, would it be a good idea to paint everything white?
Well, that might make it look a bit like an office or a hospital. Yellow or light green would be better, I think. Then you could get things like cushions in the same colour, and perhaps do something about the colour of the furniture. Some of that's very dark too.
Yes, and I could paint things like the cupboards myself. I noticed the other day that the supermarket is selling big tins of paint really cheaply, so I could start straight away.
I'm not sure about that. It's probably best to ask Mum and Dad what they think first.
Oh, I don't think they'll mind.
Or perhaps you could get some new furniture. If you do, I'd suggest looking for things that don't need so much space. Some of those you have now, like that desk, are too big for the room, really.
No, I don't agree with you about that. I need quite a big desktop for my computer and all the things that go with it, as well as something to write on. There's all that homework I have to do.
Yes, I suppose so. But there are other things you could do.
Such as?
Well, you get a lot of sunshine coming in through the window, so how about putting a big mirror on the wall opposite?
You may be right. It would make the place a lot brighter, particularly in winter. Yes, I think I'll do that. Let's go shopping on Saturday morning.
Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.